So we're in the middle of a discussion. We wanted to know who does Rabba hold like. When Rabba says the Mishnah that taught us Bifani Nechtav, Bifani Nechtam, the reason is because of the Shema. The implication is that you require both the Ksiva and the Chasima to be written and signed Lishma. So we haven't found the Tana yet who says you need both Lishma. We went through Rabbi Elazar, went through Rabbi Meir, and no one right now seems to say both of them are necessary. Either Ksiva needs Lishma or Chasim Lishma, but not both. So Gemara now three lines down from the top of Dalet Amud Aleph says El Liolam Rabbi Elazar here. Really, it's Rabbi Elazar. V'chilo by Rabbi Elazar chasima. When he doesn't require chasima, heichad elak edim klal. That's when there are no edim. Then you don't need lishma. But heichad deika edim by. So Rabbi Elazar said it's enough to simply have edim misiro, edim watching the handing over of the get to the isha. That's all you needed. You didn't need chasima. So therefore, you didn't need l'shma even, because there's no need for chasima, so certainly you don't need chasim l'shma. So the Gemara says that you don't need any Edom to sign. But if you are having, if you decide to take the track of having Edom sign the get, then those Edom, that chasima, does require l'shma. Dama Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba teaches us, Mode Rabbi Elazar, b'mezuyaf mitocha shehu pasol. He agrees that if there is some forgery within the get or shar, it's going to be disqualified. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, this is, let's read the Rashi, the first narrow line down. V'chilo bayi Rebbe Elazar chasima hechadelak edim klal. When he doesn't require l'shma, that's when there are no edim at all signing. Kolomar kilo chasime sa'ade aleha. When the edim are not signing on the document, klal at all. Shaper tfei, it's better for no one to sign than mehashta de chasima aleha v'shlo l'shma, de havelei mezuyaf mitocho. It's better to have no signatures than to have forged signatures. As the Rashi says, "B'mezuyaf mitocho shechasim alav karav apostle o shelo lishma." If you have a shtar, a get that no one signs on, so then that's fine. But once you have someone sign on, if a relative is signing on the get, that's going to disqualify. That's going to be worse than having no one sign at all. So he's the opinion that holds that the ksiva and the chasima both have to be lishma.
So when we're talking about the signature lishma, meaning is that they actually read the document? Like what would be a chasima lo lishma?
Right. So I think that means you're not giving it for the purpose of, you're not signing for the purpose of a get, and possibly not for the people who you're signing on top of.
Meaning somebody tells you, sign this, and you don't even look
right.
What you're signing.
Exactly, I think so. I know when I've signed an aksuba, and at Tanaim, they always ask, the Masada Kiddush says, always just read first. Well, you're right, you know, it's good advice, obviously, you want to know what you're signing. Halachically, I wonder how relevant that is. But I think the Lishma here, it means you have to know what you're signing and who's giving to whom.
Okay.
I think so. I see Adam's looking in the back, so he must have some good footnotes there. Okay. Okay, Tosa has an interesting question here. Tosa says, Dira Maschil Mode, he Rabbi Elazar Mimizuyav Mitocho, Tema Luria. Ma'inin Shalol Lishma Limizuyav. How is lacking the proper intent? Let's just define it like that for now. How is that similar to a forged document, mitocho? Shechasum bo krovim apsulin, you have fake signatures. That's very different than having
Right.
The hasam bedin mifsil, there, it's possible because you have a relative who signed it. Mishum dilma asila mismach alayo, lasia olot simimanun alpiem. You might trust this aid for another, he's a good aid, he's a good chasima. Abba pisha davar emes, ain lasos elevate discussion. He goes on to bring proofs for this. I'm going dropping down a few lines in Tosfos, so it's skipping the Raya. Aval hacha she'edim k'sherim here, the edim are actually kasher edim. Ella she'chas m'shalol l'shma, they're just lacking the proper intent. Matakala yesh b'chach, what's the big deal? What's the big deal if there's no l'shma? If really the Rebbe Elazar thinks that a shget does not need edim, so if edim happened to sign shalol l'shma, why is that going to be a problem? That's a very good question. So he asks, yesh b'chach im nismoch aleim, v'lekel memer, you can't say... Let's just skip all the. Let's go to the bottom answer now. The last few lines of Tosos. V'yesh lomar, one can answer. The mikol makom ika lemigzar chasima atu ksiva. It's really a gzera. If we allow chasima to be shloshma, it might come to lead to have the ksiva shloshma. Dimeinosin chasima lishma gazirin pen lo yichsu gam haksiva lishma. And there, that Rebbe Elazar thinks the ksiva shloshma is going to be a puzzle entirely. Right.
I have that tomorrow. I have that tomorrow. Shift goes off until this is
for sure, because it's not a great. I mean, that's a shock to say that. But not very convincing for me.
Let's see if I can get a quick answer. Another answer back here. The Rashba thinks it's not as simple as there. He thinks, actually, the Chasima, once you're deciding to take the track of having Edom sign, then it will be a problem, a psul in the actual get, if it has Shel Lishma.
Right.
Because he ends up saying that the Chasima ends up being, very interesting, Lumdus, ends up being a continuation of a Hemshech of the Ksiva. That's how I'm understanding the back here.
And then the whole thing becomes...
Exactly. Yeah. So that's interesting. The Chasimah's Eidim become part of the Ksiva now. And just like the Ksiva needs to be Lishma, so too the Chasimah in this case needs to be Lishma. Okay, there's what to talk about here. Okay, fine. Ma'am Shif, nothing.
Just doesn't want to turn.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The Gemara now says, Rav Ashi Amar... Hamani Rabbi Yehudi. No, don't look for Belazar. Don't look at Rabbi Meir. You know who holds that you need both the Ksiva and the Chasima Lishma? That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah tells us later on in the Masechta that the Tan Rabbi Yehuda posel achite Ksiva. So the Chasima.
This answer was good.
It was a very good answer. Yeah, but still, you had to figure something out that wasn't so clear.
Okay.
Rabbi Yehuda is very clear. Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda posel ad shetehei ksivasa v'chasimasa betalash, that both the writing and the signing has to be on a detached object, which implies it has to be lishma. So Gemara says, very clear answer. Yeah. So meikara my time alo makmina like Rabbi Yehuda. So why didn't we answer this in the first place? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Meir, very clear statement of Rabbi Yehuda, and we assume that the Gemara knew all the shnas by heart, even the Mishnah, certainly the Mishnah in the very same Masechta. So the Gemara answers, Mahadrina and Rabbi Meir. We are trying to find the answer of Rabbi Meir. We wanted to say this Rabbi Meir. Why? Because the Stam Masnisin in general is Rabbi Meir. In general, we hold that a Stam Mishnah without any author, we assume it's Rabbi Meir. So this Mishnah, the first Mishnah, Bezim and Aleph of Gittin, is a Stam Mishnah. There's no author. So we assume it's Rabbi Meir. So we're looking to see, could Rabbi Meir fit into this? And it wasn't Rabbi Meir. So then we're Mahadrina and Rabbi Elazar. We tried to fit Rabbi Elazar into the Mishnah of Dekai Malan Hilchas HaKavasa Begittin, because he is always the Psak Halacha. He's the bottom line. We always pass like him when it comes to the Erev Gittin. So we thought maybe he would be the appropriate author of the Mishnah. Since we kind of got stuck, we went to the statement of Rabbi Yehuda that he's very clear that you need both the Ksiva and the Chasima Lishma.
Now let me ask you a question. So the fact that it has to be Betalish, you could still hold like Rabbi Elazar that it's better no Chasim at all.
No, I think Rabbi Elazar says it definitely wouldn't be good because he requires Ksiva Lishma. Rabbi Meir permitted... I misunderstood your question the other way around.
The Torah says the cost of love in Nasan. So right. The dispute between Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda is what does the Kasav mean? Does it mean Ksiva? Does it mean Chasima? Uh-huh. Does it mean Ksiva and Chasima? However you teach the word v'kasav is how law lishma is going to mean, and it's also what's going to be the chesaron and mechubar, because v'kasav law v'nasan, the reason why mechubar is possible is because it has to be immediately from ksiva to v'nasan without mechubar. Uh-huh. So it's the same. It's the same.
Uh-huh. It's the same concept. Okay.
Very good. Okay. The Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, our Mishnah, on Beis Amalaf Tanan Rabban Gamliel Omer Af Hamevi Minarekim Minachiger. A cheger, person who brings from these areas, these cities, also has to say b'fai nechtav u'b'fai nechtam. Comes along Rabbi Eliezer Omer, afilu mikfar Ludim l'Lud, even from the area of Ludim to another city called Lud, also requires b'fai nechtav u'b'fai nechtam.
We said that that was from Chutz Laretz.
Right. So we haven't learned yet in the Gemara, but Rashi, what did Rashi tell us on the Mishnah?
Yeah, we
he said that he didn't tell us. Rekam Chiga, he just brought a pasuk in Bereshit, Parshat Lech Lecha, being Kadosh, being Bared. But Kfar Ludim, Rashi said, was Mechutz Laretz.
Yeah, that he said.
And Lud is Smucha, which is in Eretz Yisrael. Even though they're so close to each other, you're right on the borders, crossing over the borders, though it might be 10 seconds over the border, that would require, at least according to Rabbi Eliezer, that would require B'fai Nechtav, B'fai Nechtam.
The Marsha says that the reason Kfar Ludim... Lud is a bigger chiddush to Markham. They're both Chutz Laretz and Eretz Yisrael, but Kfar Ludim is actually Muvla in Eretz Yisrael. Like Eretz Yisrael goes like that, and then Kfar Ludim is surrounded on three sides.
Well, that's the Gemara is going to explain all these different areas, but from Rashi alone, Rashi says actually that Ludim is Eretz Yisrael itself. That's what Rashi says on the Mishnah.
Right. Kfar Ludim is Chutz Laretz and Lud is.
Right. Ludim is Chutz Laretz and Lud is right next to it in Eretz Yisrael. I'm imagining it's right on the borders. You step over the border, even though, like you would think, that there should be much of a difference of 2 feet, and since one is Chutzlaretz, one Eretz Yisrael, you require b'fayin nechtav, b'fayin nechtam. So what the Gemara explains now, says the Gemara, Amar Bai, says, Bayaros hasmuchos l'Eretz Yisrael. These are cities that are adjacent to, but not in the borders.
That's the first, that's Rekem and Heger, I think.
Okay. You're actually going to explain, fine. So Rekem and Heger outside are both Chutzlaretz.
Yeah.
They're next to Eretz Yisrael. Umuvlaos b'tchum Eretz Yisrael askinim. But they're within the tchum, within the 2,000 amos border of Eretz Yisrael. So it's part of the tchum, tchum Shabbos. Is that the tchum that we're referring to here? When we say tchum here? But they're very close to the borders of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, still nonetheless, you require b'fayin nechtav, b'fayin nechtam. Since in the end of the day, they're chutzlaretz, even though they're so close, you still require b'fayin nechtav, b'fayin nechtam. So Rashi says here, if you look at Rashi, Amar Bai Arayos Halalu, Shosifu Smuchos L'Eretz Yisrael. These are cities that were added on next to Eretz Yisrael. Hanoch Rekem V'chi the Rebbe Gamliel, V'hanoch the Rebbe Elazar Havi Smuchos Tfei are even closer to Eretz Yisrael. Sh'af Muvlos Mein B'tchuma El She'enim Eretz Yisrael. This goes against what Rashi says on the Mishnah, it sounds like. That they're even closer, but as you said, they're Muvla, they're kind of surrounded by the land, but they're not actually Eretz Yisrael. The Tanakama Savar Hani Lo Tzvicha Mishum Dismuchos. Tanakama thinks they don't require this Takana because they're so close to Eretz Yisrael. V'asa Rabban Gamliel Lo Sifu Smuchos Umod Mivulvos. He says things that are next to, but not absorbed, not swallowed up, only the Smuchos require, but the Muvlos do not require before Nachtab. And Rabban Lazar says even further, even the Muvlos require it.
This is next, and this is Muvlos. This is Eretz Yisrael.
Okay.
And this is Chutzlaretz. So the ones that are about the things, but here, let's say there is like a thing, and this one is Muvla, because it's if you draw a straight line.
But Muvla is further than the Smuchos, though.
Yes.
I thought you said the other way around here. I thought Smuchos. No, I think it's the other way around. I think Smuchos.
Smuchos is right next, or no?
No, I think it's the other way around.
Oh.
Muvlos are further, or I said rather closer to Eretz Yisrael.
Ah, okay. So Mula is like, I thought it was like within like a... Okay.
That Rabbi Gamliel thinks Smuchos requires B'fayin Nechtav, but Muvlos do not, because Muvlos are closer, or they look like they're part of it. And Rabbi Eliezer thinks even Muvlos require B'fayin Nechtav, B'fayin Nechtam. Fine. Back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, V'ama Rabba Bar Barchana L'didi Chazi Liha Hu Asra, I saw this place, B'have Kim Mave Kuvi L'Pumadisa. It was like the area, Rashi says, Hahu Asra, Shebein Kfar Ludim Lulud. He saw this place, the distance between these two cities that Rabbi Eliezer is referring to. And it was Havi Racho Kimavi Kovi Lumpundisa. It was the distance between the two as this place of Mavi Kuvi to Lumpundisa. The same exact distance, which I think were very close to each other.
It seems that, I'm sorry.
Shusha Parcellus, it says Rashi.
It seems that Muvla is the one further up.
So what's Pshat then?
Because here it says, okay, Oto ir shebechutz laaretz muvlaot betoch hatchum af al pi sheina betchum Eretz Yisrael. So even though they're not within the tchum, meaning they're not within the tchum, they're still, because muvla seems like it's swallowed. So,
right.
So it's almost like a graphical that it's not right next, but it's swallowed because it's surrounded.
So that would be more like Eretz Yisrael than those that are right next to Eretz Yisrael.
It doesn't make sense.
Right.
But.
Uh huh. Okay. Fine. Let's go weiter. Mechlal the Tanakama, back to the Gemara now. Mechlal the Tanakama Savar Hani Lo Tzarich. That implies that the Tanakama does not require B'fayin Nechtav or B'fayin Nechtam with these Smuchos and these Muvlos types of cities. It's considered absorbed within the lands of Eretz Yisrael, at least with the halachas of B'fayin Nechtav. So my la b'ha kamifri, are they not arguing about the following? Demar Savar Lefishen Bekin Lishma V'hani Gemir. The one opinion, the Tanakama thinks that, like Rabbah, that you require Lishma. And since these cities are so close to Eretz Yisrael, they're also Lishma, they're also learned. The Mar Savar, and according to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Lefishein Adim, Eidim Mitzun Lekaima, V'hani Nami Lo Shechichi. And no, they think really it's because there are no Edim who are going to be available to be Mekayim the Shtar. And since these cities are outside Eretz Yisrael, there's not going to be communication, there's not going to be transportation back and forth. Therefore, it's not going to be, you will not have the ability to find Edim, and therefore you do require Befai Nechtam in these cities that are outside Eretz Yisrael, even though they're so close. That's what the Gemara initially thinks. Exactly what the Machlokas Mishnah, so Machlokas Tanaim is really Machlokas Amarayim. Machlokas Amarayim is really Machlokas Tanaim. That's the initial thought of the Gemara. And the Gemara says, no, love, not true. Rabba Matarit Latame, Rabba Matarit Latame. Each of the Amarayim, Rabba and Rabba, will answer the Mishnah to their liking. Rabba Matarit Latame, Rabba is going to explain according to his reasoning. Dilchuli Amma, Lafishem, Bikin, Lishma. Everybody agrees, both the Tanakama, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Yelezer all hold that you need Befai Nechla because there is no Lishma in Chutzlarts. V'hacha v'hacha mithli. They're arguing about the following. Tanakama savar honey came into smuchas migmar gemiri. So the Tanakama thinks that since they're so close to Eretz Yisrael, even though they're not actually Eretz Yisrael, they're considered learned and don't need Lishma, they don't need Befai Nechtav. V'asa Rabban Gamliel lememar comes along Rabban Gamliel to say, muvlos gemiri smuchas lo gemiri. Muvlos, which again, I don't know if they're closer or not, but muvlos, which are absorbed in Eretz Yisrael, they are considered learned, but the smuchas, which I'm going to go with mine right now, which are further out, are not learned, they're too far away to be learned. So therefore, only smuchas require to be fine nechta, but not muvlos. And then comes along also Rabbi Eliezer lememar, muvlos nami lo. So to muvlos are also not learned, but he says not really learned. They also require Befai Nechta, but here he says because of a low plug. Shelo tachlog b'medinas hayam. Really, he agrees fundamentally that Muvlos are Gemiri. But the only reason why he required them to say Befai Nechta is because we don't want new people to get confused. Oh, this part of medinas hayam does require, this part of medinas hayam does not require. So just that there should be a low plug across the board. Any city outside Eretz Yisrael requires Befai Nechta. Now, I'm not sure why the Gemara couldn't have said that Rabbi Elazar thought that Muvlos were also not learned. Why couldn't he have said that? Now, you would think they don't argue about Metzias usually. But then you have the same question for Muvlos then. Muvlos, they're arguing about, or rather, Smuchos. Smuchos, Tanakama thinks they are learned, and Rabbi Gamliel thinks Smuchos are not learned. So that seems to be a Machlokas in Metzias, so why not say the same Machlokas by Muvlos?
So, again, back to that earlier Rashi about Smuchos Tfei, is that what brought him to say that was he saying they're Muvlos or Smuchos Tfei, or he was saying that the Smuchos were Smuchos Tfei?
I thought he was saying that Muvlos were Smuchos Tfei.
So that could be what brought him on to say it, because the Gemara later on believes that it's not Shaykh to split the Metzias between the two.
Since they're so close there to Yisrael.
The fact the Gemara here isn't splitting the Metzias between Smuchos, the fact that the Gemara is saying that one is Gemira and the other is not Gemira, and it's not comfortable then creating a Machlokas there about
Mavlos,
making them the same. You see Mavlos have a certain qualitative difference than the Smuchos. So that could have been what forced Rashi to say earlier, that Mavlos are super Somach to the point that the Gemara...
But it's still, it could have, though. I mean, but why didn't the Gemara? Why couldn't the Gemara say? You're just saying because it was too close to fathom that they weren't learned. Okay, so that's all according to Rabba's understanding of the Mishnah. Comes along Rava. Rava says mitareitz latame. He goes according to his answer. The chuliyama lefi shein mekin rather shein edim mitzuin the kaima. He thinks the reason is as he's been saying that because there are not edim, there are no edim available to be mekayin the shtar. Tanakama savar honey came into smuchos mishchei shchichei. Since these cities, either they move laws or smuchos, they're still pretty close to Eretz Yisrael. There's going to be a transportation back and forth, and you could find the Edim, even though they're chutzlarts, they're still close enough, and there's no concern, and therefore no need to say Befai Nechtav, Befai Nechtam. V'asa comes along Rabbi Gamliel lememar to say muvlos shchichei smuchos lo shchichei. Muvlos, since they're closer, sorry Ricky, but since muvlos are closer, it's more common to find the.
I think what you say makes sense. Right. But I just that's not what it seems that the article is explaining.
Okay, I must be missing something.
I agree with you.
But I'm kidding. So muvlos, which are closer.
Rashi's pretty clear. I mean, Rashi says yeah. Hanach de Reb Eliezer havi smuchos tfei. The ones of Reb Eliezer, which is the muvlos, are smuchos tfei.
Right. So that's why I said it's a mistake.
Yeah, we'll call the article.
Yeah.
Get your money back. So muvlos shchichi, since the muvlos are closer to Eretz Yisrael, therefore there's more likely to have this caravans going back and forth. So that's why you don't need b'fai nechtav there, but you do need in the smuchos, which are further. Smuchos lo shchichi, says Rabbi Gamliel. Then comes along Asa Rabbi Eliezer lememar muvlos namilo. Even the muvlos, even though he agrees that muvlos do have transportation back and forth, he still didn't want to not require b'fai nechtav. He wanted to require b'fai nechtav. Lo shelo tachlok medisyan, the same as far as before. He didn't want to have a confusion. Anything that's outside the borders of Eretz Israel, even though it's not really shayach the halacha, we should still require b'fai nechtav. Okay, the Gemara now brings another Mishnah, Tanan. Last few lines of the Amud, the Chachamim of our Mishnah say, "Ein tzarich sheyomar b'fani nechtav ela ha-mevi mi-medinas hayam." Anyone, it's only someone who brings it from overseas, va-molich, and someone who takes it. Someone takes it where? To within over, I think, even from Eretz Yisrael to medinas hayam. So Gemara says, "Wait a second, mechlav the Tanakama saver molich lo tzarich." Sounds like Tanakama thinks if it came from Eretz Yisrael, it does not require a b'fani nechtav. So my love seems like a very simple explanation of the machlokas here. B'hakimifagi, they're arguing about this very point. Rabban Rava, the Mar Savar lefishem b'kin l'shma. One, the Tanakama thinks it's because they're lacking the shma. V'hani gemir, since it comes from Eretz Yisrael, so they're gemir, and there's no need to say b'fani nechtav. As opposed to the Chachamim, who says even coming from Eretz Yisrael require b'fani nechtav. Well, Mar Savar, that's the Chachamim lefishem edim mitzuyin l'kaima. V'hani nami lo shchichi. If it's about having transportation back and forth, so it doesn't make a difference if it goes from Eretz Yisrael to New York or from New York to Eretz Yisrael, it's the same lack of transportation in theory.
Right.
And that's why you require it from both directions.
You have caravans going one way, you have the other way also.
Exactly. So that seems to be the way the Tanakhama and Chacham are actually arguing about Rabba and Rava. And the Gemara says, no. Rabba Matar Tlatame again, and Rava Matar Tlatame. Rabba Matar Tlatame, Rabba says, Dechulyam Lefishayim Bekin Lishma. Everyone says the reason is because there's no Lishma. So the question becomes, so why the Chachamim require you to say b'fani nechtav if it comes from Eretz Yisrael? So he explains the Gemara, explains Rabba, Hacha b'gezeras molich atu mevi kamifgi. They're arguing that should we go there to say it when you're molich it,
right,
lest you might not say it when you're mevi it. So that's the machlok, is the Tanakam, Masavar, lo gazrin and molich atu mevi, you don't have a gezerah. Only if it starts off in Medina Sayam do you require it, but if it starts off from Eretz Yisrael, you don't require it, and we're not concerned, people will get confused. But the Rabbanan, who are the Chachamim here, Basrai, the last Chachamim, Savri Gazrina Moloch Atimevi, he was concerned. And we don't want anyone to not say it when it's Mevi, so therefore we require people to say it even when it's Moloch from Eretz Yisrael. That's how Rabba interprets the Mishnah. Comes on Rava Mitar Tzatame, Rava answers according to his understanding of the Gemara. The Chuyama Lefishein Edim Mekutsun Nekaima. Because Edim are not going to be available. Rabbanan Basrai, and therefore what? Therefore, he understands.
It should be the same.
So that answers the Abaye, rather Rava, Rabban and Basrai, Lefrushe Taima de Tanakama Hudasi. He's coming to explain the reasoning of Tanakama. I mean, there's no machlokas. Even the Tanakama thinks that if it starts off in Eretz Yisrael, they also require b'fani nechtav because there's the same lack of transportation going from Israel to New York as there is from New York to Israel.
Well, charges you more going one direction than the other.
Yeah. Okay. Says the Gemara, the next mission. The Mishnah tries to bring another raya for this machlokas and marayim is perhaps a machlokas tonight as well. So the Mishnah is quoted saying, I may get mi medina li medina be medina sayam. It goes from two places in Chutzlars. It goes from America to Canada. So tzarech lomar b'fai nechta b'fai nechtam. You have to say these words. So ha, the implication is, ha be'osa medina be medina sayam lo tzarech. But if you're within the same place, within America, within New York, let's say, I don't know if Medina is a country or a state, let's say within New York, within Nassau County, let's say, you're in the same location, you don't have to say it. It's only if it's two different places, two different states, from New York to New Jersey, let's say. But within New York, you wouldn't require it. So the Rav Anicha, according to Rava, this makes a lot of sense, because you assume in Nassau County, there's going to be buses going back and forth from West Hempstead to Woodmere, and Woodmere to Nassau County, so there's no need to say it within the same Medina. But according to Rabbah, this is Akasha, because Rabbah says a Bekin Lishma, and I don't care where in Chutzlartz you are, no one knows about Lishma in Chutzlartz. So if we're living in New York, we need to say B'fai Nechtav, even if we're going from Woodmere to West Hempstead. So that's the Akasha for Rabbah. How could that implication be true, that within the same Medina there's no need for a B'fai Nechtav? So says Rabba lo tema haba osa medina. This is a little confusing now. Don't say the diik you made was wrong. Lo tema haba osa medina medinas hayam lo tzarach. Don't make the implication. Remember, the Mishnah said from America to Canada, from one medina to another medina requires refining nechtav. So does that imply within the same medina it doesn't require? Or the implication should be made that two different places in Eretz Yisrael does not require it. I mean, if I go from the Galil to Yehuda, or Yehuda to Galil in Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't require it. So again, America to New York does require it. Should we make a comparable case, two Medinas in Eretz Yisrael, or should we say one Medina within Chutz Laretz? Which direction are you going to make?
You know, America to Canada.
America to Canada.
Right.
So now are we saying, the first implication we were making was, but within America, it does not require it. He says, no, the implication that should be made is, two Medinas, America and Canada, requires it, but two Medinas in Eretz Yisrael, Galil and Yehuda, do not require it.
Okay.
That's
that's
correct.
The side of
exactly.
It.
That's what Rabbi says. You made the wrong diik.
Right.
He says, lo tema ha be'osim Medina, b'medinas hayam lotzarach. Don't infer from this that within the same Medina, within America, you don't require it. That's not the right thing. You do require it in America. Within the same, even within New York, because it's all about lishma, says Rabbah. Ella, what you should say, Ella Ema, mi medina limedina be'eretz Yisrael lotzarach. The dig that should be made is two areas of Eretz Yisrael, Galil Yehuda, that doesn't require b'fai nechtav. So Gemara says, wait a second, that can't be the dig, because habahedia katani, that's a mefurish mishnah. Ha maybe get be'eretz Yisrael ein atzarach lamar b'fai nechtav or b'fai nechtam. No need for a dig. Gemara says, no. If we had from that case only, habamina hanimili di'eved, I would think only b'di'eved, if a person brought from one medina in Eretz Yisrael to another medina in Eretz Yisrael, b'di'eved it works. About l'chachila lo, but we would advise l'chachila, a person bring from Yehuda to Galil, shur l'chachila, say b'fai nechtav, kamash blan from the second diuk, that no. Even l'chachila, we say you could bring the get without having to say b'fai nechtav at all. And that's what we learn from the two different, this seemingly repetitious din of two Medinas in Eretz Yisrael.
It's interesting because the Mishnah was written way after the Galus of Israel.
Which Galus? Referring to?
The
Galus of Babel?
I'm talking about the Galus, the first Galus, the Galus of the north.
So. Not, it is written after the Galus Babel with Ezra. That was way before the Mishnah.
No, that was after the Mishnah.
No, with Ezra. No, Ezra before the Mishnah. When they went to after Bais Rishon.
Right.
So then they went 70 years to Babel.
That's already. I mean, it wasn't written, but it was already like they were all right there. No,
they're there by that's by Sheni.
Later.
That's by Sheni.
When they came back, it became this. So when they came back, it was still divided like two Medinos, even though it was only one.
Oh, in terms of Yehuda and Galil. Oh, that much. The Gemara is all over to talk about the distinction between Yehuda and Galil. So it must have been had they still these different
still
sections.
Kept it like different sections.
Yeah. Okay. Gemara now says halfway down Amud Beis, Ikal Demosiv La Hachi. Others ask the question the following way. It's going to be the same type of diak, so it's a little bit confusing still, but it should be pretty close to what we saw already. Ha mi medina le medina be'eretz Yisrael lo tzarech. So the dik to be made is, again, the Mishnah told us, two medinas in Medinas Hayam do require, from America to Canada, requires b'fai nechtav. So you say, the implication is, ha mi medina le medina be'eretz Yisrael, two places, Galil Yehuda, in Eretz Yisrael lo tzarech. That was the initial dik we made. So according to Rabbah, that makes sense. Nicha, the reason why you don't need it in Eretz Yisrael at all, even though it comes from two different places, because there's lashma all over Eretz Yisrael. But according to Rava, it's a kasha, because Rava, we at this point at least, we think that there is no transportation of Galil to Yehudim, from Yehuda to Galil. So how could he say there's no need for b'fai nechtav in two medinas in Eretz Yisrael? So Gemara says, lo tema, you made the wrong diak, says Rava. Now we're going from the other direction. Lo tema mi medina le medina sayet, medina le medina be'eretz Yisrael lo tzarach. Don't make that diak. You do need it from Galil to Yehuda. It's not about lishma, it's about edim mekuyim mitzuyim lekaimo. Ela ema, the dig that should be made, says Rava, is ha be'os medina be'medina tayam, within the same country, within America, lo tzarch, then you don't need, because there are going to be buses going back and forth from Windmere to West Hempstead. Aval mi medina la medina b'Eretz Yisrael. But if there are two different sections of Eretz Yisrael, ein echanami ma itzarch. You have to say b'fani nechtav, because they're not going to be edim mutzin l'kaima according to Rava. So the Gemara says, listeni hamevi mi medina la medina stam. So that's the case. If Rava holds across anywhere in the world, if you go from two areas, even within the same country, Galut Yehuda, or from New York to New Jersey, within the same country, everywhere requires b'fai nechtav, so the Mishnah should have been clear and just say across the board, just very simple. Hamevi medina medina requires it. Why did it say mevi medina medina in chutzlartz? It's throwing us off.
Right.
So the Gemara says, li'olam mi medina l'medina b'Eretz Yisrael nami lotarch. Even Rav agrees, from Yehuda to Galut, they do not require b'fai nechtav. But why? There's no buses going back and forth. So the Gemara says, "Dechem deika oli regalim mishkach shchichi." Since they're oli regalim, people going back and forth from Galil are going to come south to Yehuda to go to Shalim to Lil Regal. There must be some transportation, and people are going to be found to know the Edom signatures, and therefore, even then, he'll agree that one can does not need b'fai nechta b'fai nechta. So Rashi just explains. Actually, Rashi didn't explain that much. Fine. Gemara says, now Tinach was banned to Shabbat HaMikdash Kai, and this all makes sense when there was a Beis HaMikdash, when people were actually performing the mitzvah, of Alila Regel, but Bizman Shaina Beis HaMikdash Kai, when there is no Beis HaMikdash, and there's no mitzvah of Alila Regel anymore, so Mike Lememra, there's not going to be any transportation back and forth, and the people in Galut won't know Yehuda, and Yehuda won't know Galut. Says the Gemara, Kevin Deika Batidinim Dekvi Mishach Shechichi. Since they're going to be Batidinim, Rashi explains, Batidinim Dekvuim, halfway down the Rashis, Bayaros Kitakanos Ezra Bisheni Bechamishi. Like Tekanos Ezra tells us in the Gemara Baba Kama, that Monday and Thursday is the Beis Din sits in all the cities. Umitzios Shayaros Shaholchos Ladin B'makom Havad. The people would go to catch the caravan to go to the center of the city to sit in the Beis Din. So there's going to be some transportations back and forth. Now I'm not really sure how this answers, because if you're in Yehuda, you're going to go to the Bati Dinim Yehuda. You're not going to go to the Bati Dinim in Galil. And if you're in Galil, you're not going to go to Yehuda. So I don't know how this answers the question.
Meaning there was one major base.
The Supreme Court was still in Yerushalayim, so they were still going to Yehuda. Okay. Gemara now quotes from another Mishnah, Tana. The Mishnah tells us that Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, afilu mehagmona lagmona, even from this place to that place, within one city, from, how do they define Mahagmonia here?
Jurisdiction.
Okay, within one city though, one jurisdiction, District 14, District 15, let's say. So even those two districts, you're crossing over Woodmere Boulevard, so I would have to give any one of you, you're my same district, I think, Harry. But either Harry and I and two of you, we'd have to, we shouldn't get in a situation like this, but there would be a requirement of b'fai nechtav, and b'fai nechtav crossing over the district borders. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, ir achas, ha'isa b'Eretz Yisrael. There's one city in Eretz Yisrael, v'asasios shemo, it's called Asasios. V'hayu bo shnei hagmonios, they had two different districts. She'i makpidin zel zeh, they were very makpid on each other, they didn't get along. L'fikach hutzrachu lomar magmonio lagmonio. And therefore, they required, going from one jurisdiction to the next jurisdiction, would require saying b'fai nechtav. So the Rava, Nichol, this all makes sense according to Rava, since they didn't get along with each other, that means they probably had no buses going back and forth. But the Rava Kasha, according to Rava, this is a problem. And why is it a problem for Rava? Because this was in Eretz Yisrael.
Sure.
And Eretz Yisrael, he's Lishma. Even though they didn't get along, they still were learned people, they didn't need to say b'fai nechtav. So Rava is said to Rava. Even Rava agrees to Rava.
Whoa.
After all this, exactly. In the beginning we said why they don't hold of each other. Finally we're stuck. We got stuck in a corner. Rabba has to agree into Rabba. Says Rashi, just to explain. Rashi around 20 lines up. Rabba is the Rabba, the Medina, the Medina, Beret Yisrael, Hecha the Kapti, when they don't get along with each other, you have to say it. Aval Rabba, less say the Rabba. Rabba does not agree to Rabba. The shchichi edim, if you have edim that are found, lo chayshin and lein bekin the chul bekin. He thinks everyone's a baki. There's no concern of Rabba's concern. So elamai benai. So what's the nafkamina between the two of them then? If Rabba really agrees to every single case of Rava, what's the nafkamina? So the Gemara explains, ika benayu dasyu beitre. If two edim come along and bring it, And there's no need for Edim Mitzurim Lekaima because the Edim themselves have two who already Mekaim the get. Still, they come from Chutzah. So according to Rava, you don't need anything because they're ready. The two Edim are there to Mekaim the get. But according to Rava, since it came from Chutzah, you still have to say it because from Chutzah there's no Lashema. Inami. Within the same country, within the state of New York, that's the other nafkamina. Because according to Rava, there's no need for Edim Mitzurim Lekaima, because within the same state, they're always going to be available to find Edim. But since it's still in Medina Sayam, Rava would require one to say, Befainechtava, and because of Lishma. Okay, maybe we'll stop here, I guess. I think here's a good stopping point. Okay, Shkoyach. All right, I'm not going to be here tomorrow.